This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. Delighted for the next portions of this hour to be joined, yes, remotely, but joined nonetheless by a great lifetime friend of mine, a colleague of mine. His name is John Vaudrey, and he's joining us remotely to talk with us about something that's happened recently. Prompted by the fact that recently the administration, yes, this administration, called for a special prosecutor to investigate once again the 2020 election, repeating, I say with a sigh, those debunked claims of massive fraud in the 2020 election. Well, it turns out that my good friend and colleague for many years, John Vaudrey, is not only addressing those kinds of unsupported allegations, but also across the nation, working with a group, a wonderful group called COR, K-O-R, Keep Our Republic. John Vaudrey is joining me now. I will tell you a little bit more about him by way of introduction. John is a lawyer. Yes, once again, like Maggie, like me, he's a lawyer as well. John is also a graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Madison undergrad and the University of Wisconsin Law School. He was an assistant United States attorney, just like me, for many, many years, since January of 1980. And like me, John had the distinction, the honor of being named by a president named Barack Obama, serving under an attorney general named Eric Holder as the chief federal law enforcement officer for the Western District of Wisconsin throughout the term of Barack Obama and Eric Holder. John joins me now here on the Maggie Dawn Show. John, welcome to our broadcast. Thank you so much for being a part of our discussion this afternoon.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be here. And these are the times that warrant discussion.
Absolutely. Again, appreciate your contributions. Let's get right into this. I mentioned, correct me if I'm wrong, that once again, the administration has suggested that the 2020 election was, in fact, the result of fraud and has called for a special prosecutor. Tell us more about that. What's going on here? I thought we were done with all this, weren't we, John? 60 cases. Why are we back once again talking about this, my friend?
Well, the why is an interesting question, but you're right that we are talking about it, Jim. The president and people who are following him talk about, as you alluded to, massive and overwhelming evidence that the election of 2020 was stolen, despite the fact that, of course, lawsuits were filed, no evidence was presented, courts found no evidence of fraud, independent audits were done. Lots of money was spent. There's thousands of prosecutors across this country. Nobody found evidence to bring criminal charges. But despite that, the president has decided that he wants to stir the pot once again on that issue.
And calling upon our former agency, apparently, to investigate this, right? It is stunning. John, obviously, you are among the most experienced prosecutors, and I will say also teachers and academics out there. You advocate routinely. You indicated to me that recently you've been even beyond the borders of our nation talking about democracy. Tell me more about, again, your commitment and your very clear sense, already implicit in what you've said, that our elections are secure, that there is no widespread fraud, nothing to support that at all. And the work that you're doing with Keep Our Republic to push back on the notion that was something would be just the opposite. Your views about whether this really is a legitimate issue that we should be resuming once again to address?
Let me start with, as I think a good appellate lawyer would, a direct answer to your final question. No, I don't believe it is worth our time, worth our money, and there's great danger to this idea that we are now going to replow and look for all the supposed fraud from 2020. Let me tell you how I come into this, at least. Obviously, like you, I have a long career prosecuting cases. I might say to everybody that it's been 38 years in the U.S. Attorney's Office thereabouts, and I think you could probably count on less than five fingers the number of referrals we had.
Yes.
For fraud. Usually somebody who thought their rights had been restored after getting a short prison term or something like that. Never any prosecutions, but in Wisconsin to speak of. What Keep Our Republic does. And the reason I joined when they asked me to in 23, they're nonpartisan. They're only at this point in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, the three battleground states, as we all know. And what Keep Our Republic tries to do, and really is nonpartisan, and I don't say that lightly because it's pretty hard to be that these days. We tried to do sort of grassroots, reaching out, community engagement, community events, and talk about how elections work, specifically in Wisconsin, but similar events taking place in Michigan and Pennsylvania. Trying to remind people of how trusted our election process is, to restore trust if we need to build more trust in the elections. And ultimately is why I wanted to get involved, is and most of our work, as you remember, Jim, was really on voting rights. When laws were passed that made it more difficult and against the law to vote for, maybe you're disabled, maybe you're elderly, maybe you're a student, so on and so forth. This is different because Keep Our Republic really focuses on what happens the morning the polls open up through the certification of those votes in Washington in federal elections. And so we really have tried to do that. The reason I want to speak out on this specific issue, which one might think, well, that has nothing to do with the next election. I think the real danger, and I want people to really think about this, the real danger of this call for a special prosecutor is that it causes people once again to not trust the voting process.
Yes, right, right.
And if people don't trust, if they don't trust the voting process, we got a big, big load of problems.
Right.
So
John,
leaving aside,
ma'am, and let me take you up on that issue and have you talk more about the extent to which, what you just mentioned, which is, again, from the time those polls open here in Wisconsin, other states as well, you mentioned Michigan, Pennsylvania, other places, until they close at 8 o'clock, and then the counting that goes on after that. Give us some of the information that you've put together through CORE about the honesty of the clerks, the paper ballots, the ways in which they're counted, the rigorous voting ID laws that we have, both for registration and for counting ballots as well. All of that open to the public. We've got observers. We've got people to make sure this is very transparent. Give me some information, more of that, about how it is that our system is maybe not completely airtight, but when we identify a problem, that too is identified and rectified. Give me some practical sense, as you were just saying, about the extent to which our voting processes here in the state of Wisconsin and other places is incredibly, incredibly tight and has a huge amount of integrity.
Yeah, and I will focus just on Wisconsin while I have some familiarity now with Michigan and Pennsylvania, not enough to speak intelligently, which I'll try and do. First of all, let's just talk about presidential elections. There's no really such thing as it's a federal election.
Right.
It's all run under state laws and locally. There really isn't much federal election law, and people should understand that. So let's talk specifically about why it works so well in Wisconsin. First and foremost, we have the most decentralized election system in the country. And by that, I mean, with great pleasure, we have about 1,800 clerks running our elections. Mm. We see there's 72 county clerks who really oversee things, but the elections are really run by city, town, village. I live in Madison, where there's a clerk. Dane County has a clerk. Madison has a clerk. But I also have a place where we spend a lot of time in the little teeny township of Sand Lake outside of Hayward.
Yes. Beautiful place, right? Right.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The township of Sand Lake has a clerk who collects your taxes and does other things, but also runs the vote for maybe a couple hundred people. So I want people to keep that in mind, because the security of our system starts with the fact that it is run by such a large, diverse group of people. The idea that you can fix it and run in fake ballots with all these different people, men, women, Republicans, Democrats, independents. So that's first and foremost. The second thing that people have to remember that we tried to do in every Community Republic, Keep Our Republic community event, we brought in the clerks, we brought in election administrators from the Wisconsin Election Commission as well, And one of the first questions usually is, well, but they're all of our votes are going into machine. It's all going to be.
Yes, right.
Okay. Every vote you make in Wisconsin is a paper ballot. The machine is simply a counting machine. They're not hooked up to the internet. They're just a big old counter. And so once again, in terms of fixing the system or creating some sort of fraud, it's all paper ballots in Wisconsin. It can all be counted. There's a backup. Third thing I think people need to know is we have, of the 50 states, if not the most, one of the most rigorous identification laws that you have to, what you have to have to register on the day of voting or before, what you have to have to vote. And people who are listening to vote know that you've got to show IDs and things. But it is much more difficult here. But in the subject we're talking about today, difficulty also means security. So the election, and the chance that some undocumented alien's going to walk in the door and try to vote in any sort of sizable numbers, at least, is really just simply impossible. The last point I want to make that I think is important is, and you already alluded to this whole process is transparent. When your clerk decides we're going to use a voting machine, they'll have two or three of them there to test, that's open to the public. You right. can go watch these machines. You can take a look at them. As you said, Jim, we have election observers. There's a very, very big process for this where both parties and others can be there observing votes. They can challenge voters. So all of these processes are in place in Wisconsin. And if you think, well, it's going to be, you know, there's going to be fraud committed, just ask yourself, how the heck would that happen?
Right.
It's really, really very difficult.
Right. And I will tell you, John, that again, I know you're on the ground to do much of this. I also, for the past several years, now that we're no longer working with the government, we can do these kinds of things. I work as a poll worker in my particular area in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and I can reaffirm with absolute clarity exactly all of what you just said. Not only is it transparent, there are all these redundancies. There are assurances that you've got human checks and balances throughout the day. And indeed, I know this is a part of your presentation also through Keep Our Republic. If, in fact, at the end of the day, something doesn't reconcile, the computer number is off by one, off the hand number, off the book number, all these different accountings, you know what we do? We track down that not errant, but that additional number somehow so that arithmetically we've got an absolute clarity on the notion that every single vote has been counted and we've got certainty as to all of that. John, I'm going to ask you to stay with me for our next segment as well. I've got more questions about CORE, about your involvement in this, and what we should do going forward as Americans, not only to ensure the integrity of our system, which remains in place, but also the messaging about all of that. John, I'm going to ask you to stay with me. We'll continue that discussion with my good friend and colleague, John Vaudrey, right after this here on The Maggie Dawn Show.